This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, just trying to connect, it should be just a minute or two, with Allison Craig. She is the defense attorney in Canada. That is the one that wrote the article that I posted about just some of the details of the Roberto Osuna case, so we can get some of these things cleared up to get people a little bit more clarity as to what's going on with this case, what could possibly happen with this case, and how it differs from the United States in terms of the details on, like I said, the big thing for me was right off the top, it's a minor assault charge, not a domestic abuse charge. But I think that it's going to be good because the read is great, but I think she can shed a little bit more light on what's going on with this. A
couple of texts while we wait. Somebody said, Keith said, the party looked fun. My observation from the pictures is, y'all need to run the weight loss challenge again. Keith, that's not very nice.
Wow.
That's kind of mean, bro. Like, I hope you're skinny, Keith. I do. That was nasty.
All right, without further ado, we're going to get to some more of the texts and the tweets. But I do want to welcome in Allison Craig. I did mention to you that she's a criminal defense lawyer, a huge sports fan, and she is someone with some knowledge of what's going on in Canada. She's a big Blue Jays fan. By the way, she's in Seattle right now. The Blue Jays did us a big favor last night, beating the Mariners. But she is here to tell us a little bit more background and shed some light on this Roberto Osuna case. Allison, appreciate you spending some time. Again, we've been talking about this. I retweeted the article. Great article with a lot of great insight on it.
My pleasure, guys.
So without further ado, right off the top, and again, I encourage everybody to check out the actual article. It's a lawyer's take on the Osuna case, and you can get it at jaysfromthecouch.com. That's J-A-Y-S fromthecouch.com. But just give the listeners here in Houston a little bit of an explanation of the difference in Canada between the assault charge that Osuna is facing and a lot of people that are on the subject of domestic violence and what possibly could have gone down with this case.
Well, it's important to realize, and I don't want to be taken as minimizing anything. I should say that from the start. But there's different levels of assault charges here. So simple assault, which is what he is charged with, is the lowest level. And again, I don't want to minimize anything, but it goes up from there. So after simple assault, you can get to assault with a weapon and then up to aggravated assault. So simple assault is the lowest end of the spectrum. And, you know, certainly it can include physical violence. But an example I often use, because I want people to keep an open mind until facts are known, is one of the very first cases I ever did as a lawyer was assault with a weapon, to wit, a zucchini, which was my client was alleged to have chucked a zucchini across the kitchen about two feet away from his wife's head, and that was an assault. So I just think it's important for people to keep an open mind. It doesn't necessarily mean gratuitous violence.
Yeah, and there were other things that you pointed out in the article, which, again, really well written, by the way, and it was refreshing to see just some kind of factual information about, because, you know, down here in America, our court system is obviously completely different than what you guys have in Canada, including the fact that we may never really know the truth or the details of the case, because in Canada, they do a pretty good job of protecting the victims or alleged victims of violence, domestic violence and assault charges. So we may never really get all of the details. Is that correct?
I think it's likely you will never get all the details. When we get disclosure from the Crown, which is a copy of the evidence that we as lawyers get, we actually have to sign undertakings that we will never release it to any third parties. That includes, you know, the client's family, other lawyers, nobody. So it is very, very highly protected. So you probably will never learn most of the details.
Wow. So, okay, then with that being said, and I guess that you guys should be thankful there's no TMZ in Canada. But with that being said, when you look at the case, the curiosity that everybody has here is obviously the baseball perspective and more. But from the baseball perspective, they suspended this guy for 75 games. And we made mention of the fact that past precedents, Aroldis Chapman strangled his girlfriend, shot a gun right by the side of her head 8 times, got 30 games. So does that not, I think the misconception or conception that's out there from people is that there's where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of fire when a guy got a 75-game suspension. What was your thoughts on all that?
There's a couple of things I would say. My understanding is that Roberto Osuna did not, I don't like saying cooperate, but did not speak to Major League Baseball. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. And that may well have been on good legal advice. If he was my client, I probably would have said to him, look, your criminal case has a bigger impact on your long-term career than this does. And until the criminal case is concluded, I don't think you should be speaking to Major League Baseball. So while he accepted the penalty, he didn't accept the findings from Major League Baseball. And I think that's important. And what his lawyer said was, look, he accepted the penalty because if he had waited until the criminal case was concluded, he would have been out of baseball for a lot longer than if he had just accepted the penalty and got back into the game, which he's going to do now in a week or so. So I don't know what baseball made their findings based on, but I don't think it was necessarily the full picture.
Okay.
And the other thing I would say, which I think is important, is that although the case hasn't been concluded yet, all signs are pointing to the fact that what is going to happen is he's going to sign a peace bond. And what that means is you basically enter into a contract with the court for a year, and you say, I promise that I'm going to keep the peace and be of good behavior for a year. And as soon as you enter into that, all of the criminal charges are withdrawn. And I do a lot of work out of the exact same office where Roberto Osuna is charged. And although, you know, lawyer caveat, there's exceptions to every rule, generally speaking, if it's a particularly serious assault, or if there is a history, like a pattern of domestic violence, the Crown Attorney's Office will not agree to a peace bond. So I think those are two important things to keep in mind.
So now you're a huge Blue Jays fan, and from a fan's perspective, what was it like when this happened? And do you feel like maybe there, you know, because obviously down here in Houston, everybody was freaking out and, man, what's going on? Why are the Astros doing this? Was there the same kind of reaction against the Blue Jays for even keeping him as long as they did? And what was kind of the sentiment around Toronto in regards to the whole situation?
It was the exact same thing. It was very divided. Half of the fans, said, give the guy a chance. We don't know the facts. Let's wait and see, you know, what actually happened. And half of the fans said, forget it. I never want to see this guy on the field again. Fire his butt immediately. It was very divided. Seems like the same in Houston.
As a lawyer and a fan, do you think that the Astros took a calculated risk? And maybe they, because the GM down here, Jeff Luhnow, said that they had done an unprecedented amount of due diligence. Do you think that they took a leap of faith, or that maybe that they did take a calculated risk and might be, you know, come out not looking as bad as people think so far?
I think they may come out not looking as bad as people think so far. There were some interesting comments from, I think it may have been John Gibbons that said it, talking about having empathy for Roberto Osuna. And we know that he's got a history of mental illness of some sort. The details we don't know, but he struggled with it last year. And we know that since this, he's been going through counseling. And so I, you know, given what I know about how peace bonds work, which is generally that it's not granted when there's a history of violence, given what we know about his struggles with mental illness, given John Gibbons' use of the word empathy and the importance of having empathy for Roberto Osuna, which I don't think he would say if this was just some, you know, hot-headed, gratuitous domestic violence incident, I think there's a good possibility that the Astros may not look so bad at the end of this.
Wow.
That's very interesting stuff. Again, Allison Craig, defense lawyer in Canada, giving us a little bit of the background story on everything with the Roberto Osuna case. You can imagine, Allison, the people that are from the time the trade was made that are analyzing this in their head, drawing their own conclusions, obviously, on both sides of the fence. But again, kind of piggybacking on what Barry said, too, your overall perception of everything as an attorney, as a female, as a baseball fan, as you look at this, what was your initial reaction? And then what, again, just to kind of recap, what do you think the end result is going to be?
My initial reaction, I have to be honest, was my baseball fan reaction, which is, you know, oh my God, this is the most important guy on our team, and what's going to happen to the Blue Jays now? But as I've thought about it more, and listened to, you know, what's being said behind the scenes, such as John Gibbons talking about empathy and that kind of thing. And you have to keep in mind that Rogers is which owns the Blue Jays, it's a publicly traded company. So they are very cognizant of, you know, this kind of thing and how it projects on the team. And so I really don't think Gibbons et al. Would be using those kinds of firms if there wasn't, you know, good base to do so. I think what's going to happen is he's going to enter into a peace bond. All the criminal charges are going to be withdrawn. I think it'll come out that he's been engaged in some pretty significant counseling and approving of himself and dealing with his issues. And I think he's going to be a big help to the Astros, and I hope the fans give him a chance. Well, you know, in my world as a criminal defense lawyer, the public just sees the charge and the allegations, but I dig deeply into the people that are behind the charge and the allegations, and I really hope that the Astros fans will give him a chance.
Well, listen, you guys are getting Ken Giles in the trade, and I wanted you to be aware, especially since you're a lawyer, that he did drop the charges against himself when he punched himself in the face on the way off the field once. So if he does decide to press charges again, he might need some representation for himself.
I'll make sure to
himself.
Get him my card.
Okay, good. Yeah. And listen, how excited are you about Vlad Guerrero Jr.? How is that all the buzz right now up there?
It is all the buzz. It is crazy. I mean, there's floods of people going across the border now to see him in Buffalo. And, you know, the Jays are god-awful this year, so yeah. We need something to be excited about. So it's great. It's Vladdy Guerrero everywhere.
And don't forget Yuli Gurriel's brother, because the Astros wanted him too. But it seems like that kid's going to be pretty darn good as well.
He is. He's setting records.
Yeah,
indeed.
So far, so good.
Well, we appreciate you, Allison Craig. Check her out. Law and Chocolate on Twitter.
Nice.
But great insight, Allison. Great article. We retweeted it. We appreciate you. Enjoy your vacation and keep those Jays winning in Seattle.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Very good. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
And speaking of good stuff, let's get even more good stuff. Let's bring the Blummer on.
Yeah.
Let's get Jeff Blum from Hollywood in L.A. next as he talks Astros Dodgers in the weekend. That's the way we do it. It's an FEF Friday. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.